Thanks for tuning in to the show. Now we head to the phones to talk to Christine White, Chief Program Officer with the National FFA. Christine, it's wonderful, of course, to have you join us. Now, earlier this week, on Thursday, we celebrated the 9th annual Teach Ag Day. Now, before we find out how FFA commemorated the event, tell us a little bit about the annual observance and how it actually got started.
Yeah, so National Teach Ag Day is designed to encourage others that support school-based agricultural education. So really that profession of helping enrich the lives of young people around agricultural education. And so it's really a day that is focusing on the teachers, the ones that are in the classroom and the teachers who are hoping to aspire to become ag teachers in the future. And so it's really a day of just celebrating, enhancing what we're doing and really amplifying the message around what it means to be an ag teacher and the impact that they're making on the lives of young people across this country. And so it's just a really great opportunity to celebrate that. And we do that through a live webcast with our partners with the National Teach Ag Campaign, which is a project of the National Council for Agricultural Education led by our friends at the National Association of Agricultural Educators. So from National FFA, we really are a kind of a, we support the campaign from a social aspect. So really using our social media components, the hashtags, and being able to really just share the message and highlighting ag teachers across the country has been really what we've done, knowing that the National Association for Agricultural Educators really are kind of leading that platform and leading that message with the work that they're doing through their live webcasts and some of the other activities that they're hosting for universities and agricultural classrooms across the country.
So what is the status of this ongoing problem, the shortage of ag teachers that we have nationwide?
Yeah, so the demand for ag teachers and those that are teaching school-based agricultural education is high. Communities and superintendents are seeing the value of teaching agriculture, food, natural resources as part of the STEM curriculums that are happening within the communities. And so what we're finding is that we're not producing enough teachers through secondary, post-secondary education, and we're looking at teachers that are coming into the field through the traditional method of a teacher education program. But then we're also finding that we have a high number of individuals that are filling that need as alternatively certified. So someone who may have been in the industry and now is transitioning to work in the education sector. And so what we're finding is that we're needing to provide additional support to them, because it's one thing to be able to teach the content knowledge, but when you look at agricultural education, it's a three-component model. It's teaching what's happening in the classroom, it's working with students with work-based, supervised agricultural experience projects, and then it's also bringing in the FFA component of leadership development, motivation, and awards and recognition opportunities. So being able to support the need for that is really important, and then also just calling attention to those that are currently taking agricultural education, helping them to see that being an ag teacher truly is a viable career, and that there are many opportunities that they can gain and expose by going down that track as a career opportunity. I spent 7 years as an agricultural educator and FFA advisor, and one of the things that I really focused on was is how do I help foster the development of my students, not just around the content of being able to know where their food comes from or the production aspects of agriculture, or even looking at the exciting technologies that are a part of the industry, but really also honing in on those life skills of how do we help ensure that students are going to be productive citizens no matter what career they go into. And so I think as we continue to look at ag education and we look at ag teachers, their job is vast, and it's really entitles or encompasses a lot of things. It's not just about what's happening in the classroom, but it's also fostering that relationship with those students to help really be that career coach and help guide them on life decisions, whether it's going into directly out of high school into a college setting or going directly into the workforce, and being able to help guide that, and whether it's to fill one of the over 255 unique careers in agriculture or to influence them to consider a career in agricultural education, or, you know, really just support them in their life's decisions of where they want to go from a career base. So it's a tough job, but it's a very rewarding job for the ag teachers, and most teachers in general are not just teaching just because of the financial pieces or that it's a job. They really are doing it because it's the ability to inspire, educate, and help move people forward.
Now, aside from supporting initiatives like National Teach Ag Day, what does National FFA do to help address the teacher shortage and to support ag educators?
So as an organization, we are looking at our long-term strategic plan, and one of our pillars is around teacher recruitment and retention. And so when we look at that, it's about how do we help ensure students are aware that there's an opportunity, but then also what can we do to support the current teachers who are in the trenches working day in and day out? And so things that we look at is how we can support is what are the resources that they need, whether it's financial, educational materials, how can we support them in doing the good work that they're doing? And so we have a group of 40 teacher ambassadors that really help us to share the message of the resources and the opportunities that we have to help support teachers as they are doing their daily jobs. And so I think being able to look at those components, and it's also about how can we make their lives a little bit easier. So whether it's looking at the processes that we put in place for the programs that we offer, or making sure that the events through our career development events are rigorous and relevant and aligned to what's being taught in the classroom. It all helps because it's then bringing everything together. So it's not an add-on. It's complementary of what's happening in the classroom through those supervised agricultural experiences, all wrapped up with what they would do in an FFA activity.
Well, let's talk for a second about your role there at the National FFA. We've been talking today primarily about ag education, but what else is really at the forefront for you right now?
Well, we will be celebrating National FFA Convention and Expo here in Indianapolis, and it's also an opportunity. This year commemorates our 50 years of women being involved in the National FFA organization, so we're really excited about being able to celebrate that anniversary, knowing that women make have made a huge impact on our organization and continue to serve in leadership roles and help us to continue to grow. So we're excited about that opportunity and share that and celebrate that with our members, supporters, and teachers when they're with us here at National Convention.
Again, talking with Christine White, Chief Program Officer with the National FFA. Christine, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you.